Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Gospel workers in Pakistan and Afghanistan share the peace of Christ even as the two nations resume warring. Then, when fatherless boys in South Africa receive Christian mentorship, powerful things happen. That story in just a few moments. But first, Pakistan and Afghanistan's three-day ceasefire to observe the final day of Ramadan expired Monday night with reports of renewed hostilities. The roots of their conflict are complex, stretching back decades. Pakistan accuses its neighbor of harboring a terrorist group that wreaks havoc in Pakistan. But Afghanistan's Taliban government denies this. Last week, a Pakistani strike on a drug rehabilitation center in Kabul likely killed and injured hundreds of people. Investigations are underway. Nehemiah with FMI says,
the facility served some of the most vulnerable individuals in society.
He says the strike highlights the severe humanitarian cost of the war. The United Nations reports that since February 26, the war has killed at least 289 civilians in Afghanistan. For gospel workers in both nations, Nehemiah says security risks have increased, but so too has the spiritual openness of those they serve.
Because these people are in a war situation from over four decades. They want to have a peace and hope in their life. And this is the best time to tell them that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Still, he says FMI's partners are sitting on gunpowder.
Pray for wisdom and courage for ministry workers as they navigate complex situations.
Find more prayer points in the full report online, plus good news of a prayer God answered. Next, it's hard to make a school building feel like home when drone strikes and air raids are the new rhythm of daily life. But that's exactly what the staff at Lebanon's Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is aiming for. Director of Partnerships Lulwa El Maalouf says,
we felt that God is leading us to open our guest house and dorms building to welcome people. So many people have to flee their homes. And this time, it's even worse than previous years.
Over 1 million people were displaced in 3 weeks when Hezbollah dragged Lebanon into the Iran conflict. Nearly 200 found refuge at ABTS after fleeing Lebanon's war zones.
We're able to provide them with daily meals. We also started daily community chapel where we encourage each other, worship God, and to share a hopeful message from the Bible.
Israel's expanding footprint in southern Lebanon, along with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's promise of more strikes, dims any hope of de-escalation. Ask the Lord to strengthen ABTS staff during this demanding season.
We are continuing with our education, and at the same time, we are working full-time as a shelter. We want to show the love of Christ. We want to do what we teach, and hopefully God will be glorified.
Meanwhile, in South Africa, Christian World Outreach is partnering with the ministry Single Moms Raising Sons to reach and encourage fatherless boys. A key aspect of this ministry is providing male mentors who can speak into these boys' lives, according to Greg Yoder of CWO.
There's a desire for men to speak into boys' lives, and so we have what we call men around the fire. What we found is many of these men were raised by single moms, and so they know what these boys are going through.
These mentors provide the boys with a healthy example of someone who has lived through what they're going through and overcome similar challenges.
The key for us is being able to share the gospel and share, yeah, they may have had an earthly father that abandoned them and didn't provide for them, but there is someone who loves them enough to give their son up and to share that gospel story so that they know who Jesus is, they know who God is, and can relate to him as a heavenly father. Hearing from an older man that has gone through that and loves the Lord can be very powerful and impactful.
Pray these mentors would continue to grow as men of God so they can best invest in the young men they're leading. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.